The Ticket is the home for Super Bowl 38, the Pats and the Cats, live this Sunday. Pregame at 3, kickoff at 5:25 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
4:11 is the time here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good afternoon, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. We are here on Radio Row. Here at the Super Bowl in Houston. Outside, it is raining. Inside, man, things could scarcely be more happening than they are here today.
Get it on. This is a big day. Tomorrow will even be bigger.
Yes.
Tomorrow will be gigantic.
Tomorrow will be even bigger than today. And today is big enough, let me tell you.
Hey, you know we're going to have Rich Eisen on a little bit later on in the show?
Yes.
They're doing something I think is absolute genius. You know what they're doing after the Super Bowl?
What's that?
On the NFL Network?
What?
For 30 minutes, they're going to play all of the Super Bowl commercials.
Smart.
Now, how many times have you seen a commercial that they'll play once and you'll think it's great, and you know, if you don't have it TiVo'd, you can't see it again?
Right.
What a great idea.
And it will save all the frows from going through the angst of actually having to watch the Super Bowl. Because there are a lot of them out there that are into the commercials, but not into the game.
True. So at 11 o'clock Eastern, which would be 10 o'clock Dallas time, on the NFL Network, they're going to play all the commercials. I think that is just a genius idea.
That is a genius idea.
Have they paraded Kid Rock around here? Have y'all seen him?
No, I haven't. I saw him in a movie the other night, Biker Boys.
How was that?
Not good. Not good. Bad movie.
Is he here?
Well, they had that press conference right when our show went on the air for, I don't know if he was there, but it was for the halftime stuff. Normally they run those people
in
there.
No, they don't. They don't parade those people around to Radio Row.
Even if they're kind of spare?
Well, he's not really known as kind of spare. That's why they have that press conference. That's where you talk to them.
Huh.
I don't know. I would think that they would be able to run Kid Rock in here if they wanted to, and it wouldn't create too big of a hubbub.
No, it's not like you're parading U2 or something around
right,
here.
Right, or bringing Gwen Stefani around or something like that.
Kid Rock may be bigger than Gwen Stefani.
What?
Yeah.
You know what? Kid Rock's not bigger than The Rock. No.
No, he's not.
And The Rock made all the rounds.
Yeah, Kid Rock is bigger than Gwen Stefani. There's no question. Yes.
Kid Rock is bigger than No Doubt.
Yes, yes.
You might want to tap those brakes a little.
Boy, not only, don't just tap them. Hit them hard. You need to stop the car.
I don't like it, but I'm saying it's true.
There is no way, Cobra.
Danny, check out the sales.
Man,
album sales.
I don't even need to look it up. There's no way.
I mean, he's,
No Doubt has sold probably 10 times the records Kid Rock has.
Fine, I'm talking about right now, currently. Not over the history of their careers.
Kid Rock is bigger right now than No Doubt.
Yeah.
No Doubt could go away for 2 years. I mean, not do nothing. No TV, no gigs. They just drop off the face of the earth in 2 years. And the instant they show their face again, they're bigger than Kid Rock.
I think Kid Rock could probably sell out the AAC, and I don't think that...
Kid Rock might have trouble selling out Next Stage.
Corby, there's no way.
There's no way he sells out AA. There is.
What do you
no
base this on?
Way he sells.
Kevin, how Kevin are you can back me up. A lot of people like this guy.
Why are you overrating this guy?
Corby,
you
don't like him.
You've got a legitimate case. A lot of people like Kid Rock.
He's got a very broad-based
appeal. He appeals to the rockers. He appeals to the rappers. He appeals to he's getting into country music. He just has a very broad-based appeal.
Right, that may very well be, but he is not bigger than No Doubt.
Man, I think you're overrated.
No Doubt's not huge.
Who has an even bigger appeal.
They're an opening band for most
fans. They
are.
No Doubt is bigger just on the merit of Don't Speak Alone than Kid Rock, than his whole body of work.
Yeah, but what about Bawit Daba?
Yeah, that's a big song. Huge. And it's Kevin's right, it's a crossover song. No Doubt is just... They appeal to
and not
rock.
Only that, but when they make a list of who's big in the media, they go over web hits, magazine articles, magazine covers. That guy's been all over the place with Pamela Anderson.
So is Gwen Stefani.
With Sheryl Crow. No, she's not as much as
Gwen
Kid Rock.
Gwen Stefani's been on a lot of magazine covers. A ton.
Not as many articles as Kid Rock.
I think there's a legitimate argument. I don't agree with it. But I would say that he is every bit as big as they are.
I don't think you can just dismiss it. I think Corby's got a legitimate argument.
You have to give up your headsets for Yanni.
Well, I don't see that. I do not see that at all. And that's even taking into account the Kid Rock body
of work. Maybe we'll ask Yanni about it.
Maybe we will. Maybe we will. He's probably a guy that keeps tabs on stuff like this. Well, everybody get ready, because joining us here at the ticket microphone, we are very, very pleased and very, very honored to say hello to the wonderful musician as he puts on his headset. The greatness of Yanni joins us here. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
We're doing real well.
Okay.
Welcome to the Super Bowl. Welcome to Houston. You've been around here for the better part of this week, right?
Yes. We came in Sunday and we performed Monday night.
Right.
At the opening ceremony.
At the opening ceremony. Now, yes. Do you have anything else lined up that you're going to be doing here? You just kind of making the rounds?
Lots of parties. And I'm gonna go see a basketball game, the Rockets, on Saturday. And then we're going to be at the Super Bowl. I want to watch it. First one ever.
But you're not playing the halftime show or pregame post. This is all the playing you're going to do just for the thing opening. The other night, huh?
The opening was fantastic. There's 38 of Houston's greatest athletes. And
right.
When you look at the roster, like Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit and Mary Lou Retton,
mm-hmm.
Former President George Bush was there and Barbara Bush. It's pretty incredible experience to have all these people there at the same time.
So you just pretty much rolled in on Monday and they can't get you out of town.
I like it.
Stick around.
This is a lot of fun. This is bigger than the Olympics, guys. I mean, this is pretty amazing what's going on here. You're in a building that's got 1 million square feet and it's all taken over. Pretty spectacular.
Now, I don't know what you know about our radio station. You probably don't know anything about it. You probably don't care anything about it. But let me tell you a little bit about it here, about what's hearing you out there right now. We are primarily a male radio station, listened to by males probably between the ages of 25 and 54 for the most part. And there are a lot of them out there who aren't terribly familiar with you and what you do. So probably some of these questions might seem a little basic to you. Just go with us on this,
I don't mind it at all. This is fun.
All right. Now, where are you from originally?
I grew up in Greece.
Uh-huh.
I moved to the United States when I was 18 years old. I went to school at the University of Minnesota in Minneapolis. That's where I learned about American football, because when I grew up, I was a soccer fan. Then I just went to Los Angeles and started traveling all over the world doing concerts.
Well, now, at what point in there did you decide that, hey, I think music is the way for me to go?
Right after I graduated from college.
Were you a music major in college?
No, I was psychology.
Really?
Psychology major, yeah.
And you taught yourself to play piano?
Yes. I started when I was 6, 7 years old. I started playing around. I didn't want to be taught. I never had a teacher.
And you got perfect pitch?
Yes. Yes. That was developed because I had a passion to play, to repeat music that I heard either on the radio or in the movies. And I just started getting on the piano and trying to repeat what I heard. And eventually I developed this perfect pitch, which is a very powerful tool nowadays.
So when you started playing, like, were you playing in bands and stuff and doing gigs
Absolutely.
What?
I played in rock and roll bands. That's how it started, 20, 21 years old.
Just kind of came up the same way that most musicians do.
Absolutely. But I had this other kind of music inside me, which was trying to get out. And it took a decade or so until I just quit rock and roll altogether. And I went in the studio and began doing this strange kind of music.
What kind of music is it?
I don't even know what to call it. It has a lot of world sounds in it, because the people in the orchestra right now come from 16 different countries. And so I use a lot of the traditional symphony orchestra instrumentation, a lot of electronic keyboards too, but there's also instruments from around the world that are not familiar to the West.
So you basically invented a genre.
I'm more humble than saying that, but thank you for saying that.
Now, how old are you now?
I'm 49.
So back in college, how'd you do Minnesota? That's a really random college, it seems like, from a guy from Greece.
Yeah. It's the University of Minnesota was doing excavations in Greece at the time, and my father was helping the professors organize there, and that's how we met. And they said, if you send the kids abroad to study, you could consider Minnesota. Of course, At the time, they said it was going to be cold, but I didn't realize how cold it was.
Coming from Greece to Minnesota, yeah, that probably had to buy a few coats.
That was really difficult to deal with, yeah.
Hey, we need to tell everybody that Yanni will be in El Paso on March the 7th at the Haskins Center, and March the 9th in San Antonio at the SBC Center.
Oh, so you're kind of on tour here, right?
Yes, we're starting
it. Do you have a new CD or something that you're out promoting?
Actually, not this time. The latest CD is called Ethnicity, and the tour is Ethnicity Tour. It's a continuation of last year's tour.
Oh, okay.
And we're doing 25 cities this time around, starting March 4th.
Actually, the closest place to Dallas is Oklahoma City,
you'll
be in
Dallas?
March 11th.
We played Dallas earlier in 2003.
Oh, really? Okay.
But we will be coming back.
Do you remember where you played?
The
American Airlines
Arena. American Airlines Arena, yeah.
And you sell out everywhere you go?
Thankfully, yes, most of the time. That's nice.
You're a humble guy. Most people would say, yeah, sell out everywhere.
Well,
can't get a ticket.
I got to tell you something. Whenever you try to sell tickets, to ask people to pay a lot of money to come out and see you, and I'm very humble at that. I don't have too many expectations, and I'm grateful that they come and see me.
So where do you live now?
I don't even know it.
Houston?
I travel so much. I live in Florida, and I also go to Greece. My mother and father still live there, so I go back there and spend maybe a month out of the year.
Now, I hear somebody emailed me and said that you're friends with Pudge Rodriguez. Is that true?
Yes.
It's true?
He's a big fan, and I met him down at the World Series, and
because Pudge played, Pudge started in Dallas. He played for the Texas Rangers.
He's pretty awesome, isn't he?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. So have you met him before, Pudge?
Yes, we met. I didn't realize what a big fan he was. I was very amazed at that.
So you're going to get into writing a book here? That's what your bio says? Up your sleeve?
I did write a book.
Oh, it's finished, huh?
It's finished. It hit the New York Times bestseller.
You need to update your bio, man.
Yes, I know. I'm going to fire whoever's giving you my bio.
How many people do you have over here? You're traveling with a lot of people.
Yeah, man. You got a lot of handlers.
I don't even know who these guys are. They just, I think we picked them up this morning.
I like it. So what's your book like?
I try to make it as honest as possible.
It's just about your life and take on things and stuff?
A lot of the battles that were fought. And because I have this different kind of music, it's been difficult to get it out, to have an audience to hear it, to expose it, you know.
How'd you get guys to take a chance on that? In the music business, they're very reluctant to do stuff like that.
Yeah, not easy. It's perseverance and a lot of faith, you know. And I've traveled quite a lot, and I've done a lot of concerts all over the world. I've been everywhere in Asia and China and Indonesia, Malaysia, Singapore, Philippines, you know, Japan, Australia. We've been all over the world.
Your passport's pretty well marked up.
Oh, yeah, and it's very thick.
Must be.
It's a great experience, though. It just opens your mind, and it makes you appreciate the United States of America.
So is that what you had to do? Did you have to get it out there and play live and take your stuff, this new stuff that you wanted to do, to the people before you got the industry to believe in it?
You keep playing it and playing it until enough people hear it. And, you know, it's not so easy. There's a concept. People have a concept of what I am. And recently they think my music is new age music, and they think that's what we do. I just sit there and play the piano, and it's kind of mellow. But it isn't so. There is beautiful pieces. There are beautiful pieces in the music that are relaxed. But also my music is used extensively in sports, the Olympics. Because we do, it's pretty majestic, and it's pretty powerful.
Now, what about the haircut? Because every time I see you on television, the hair's flying around in the wind, you know, and that's kind of the picture I think most people have of you sitting behind the keys or whatever. Now, is this something that's going to stick around? Is the long hair going to be part of you forever?
As long as I have hair.
Well, you're not balding or anything.
I'm right there with you.
You're not balding.
Knock on wood. Just leave it alone. I'm 49 years old, just happy there's hair on my head.
That's right, boy. I'm right there with you on that one. Yes. You're well ahead of the curve for 49 years old, dude, let me tell you.
You ever get mistaken for Dennis Eckersley? You've never heard of him, have you?
No.
I knew I shouldn't have gone there. You look like that. Hey, he's a great pitcher. He's going to the Hall of Fame this year, and you look like him.
Well, that's nice. I'm flattered.
Yeah, I don't know where else to go with that.
Are you married?
No.
You're not? Ever been?
No.
Good move.
49 years old and never been married.
Nope.
Wow. So, do you have a girlfriend, dating?
I don't really talk about that stuff anymore. You know,
I don't blame you.
My relationship with Linda has been publicized.
So March the 7th, the Haskins Center, San Antonio, March the 9th, SBC Center, and Oklahoma City, March the 11th at the Ford Center.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, well, everybody go see Yanni in those places. You will really enjoy his show. I hear that...
Haven't you done stuff for CBS before?
I'm sorry?
Haven't you composed stuff for CBS?
Oh, yes, many, many times. For many years. The U.S. Open tennis and the golf nowadays. Quite a lot.
And it was Jim Nancy got you involved in this thing the other night, wasn't it?
Yeah, my good friend Jim, yes. He called a few months ago. He had this, what I thought was a brilliant idea, and I thought it was going to work great. And I just jumped on it right away. I thought it was just great. And Monday night, I was getting goosebumps seeing all these great athletes. At the same time, at the same place. It was pretty moving.
So are you a sports fan in general?
Yes.
Yeah, big soccer guy?
Not anymore. You know, I walked away from soccer when I came to America. I started getting into football a lot.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, not a lot of people know this. At 14 years old, I broke the Greek national record in swimming, in freestyle.
You did?
Wow. Yes. So wow. I know what it feels like to work out 5 hours a day for a few years. It's pretty grueling, and I kind of feel and I understand and these great athletes. I have a lot of respect for them.
What a Renaissance man you are.
Oh, thank you.
I think you're my new hero. I really do. Hey, well, it's very nice to meet you, and we really enjoy your stuff, and thank you for coming over
it's
here
my
today.
My pleasure, guys. Thank
and
you.
Hopefully you're having a good time here in Houston.
I'm having a great time here. Thank
all right. Very good.
So
there he goes.
Good to meet
Yanni joining us here on the Hard Line today. The great Yanni. It is 4:27 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And you going to do a little E-News next?
Yes. Midget chaos.
Here on The Ticket.